Molly, SAS Australia is not holding back the punches. On last night's episode, we saw some voluntary withdrawals. Alicia Molik is out of the show. Pete Murray got medically evacuated due to a dislocated elbow. But this man stands tall. His name is Jett Kenny. Number seven, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Can I just say, Jett is a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you. I was pretty fortunate with my names. I was going to be Summer if I was a girl as well. So I think I lucked out for the names.
Jett, your previous experience with reality TV comes from Dancing with the Stars. This experience a little bit different?
Oh, I mean, slightly. Lily was pretty scary when I got my steps wrong. But, yeah, I'm not sure who I'd prefer scream at me, Lily or Ant. But, yeah, no, slightly different to what Dancing with the Stars was. Dancing with the Stars was longer, a bit more intense, but, yeah, this was 13 days straight of just torture, I guess.
Well, speaking of the screaming there, you've grown up in a fairly driven, athletic family. Have you ever had the experience of someone yelling directly into your face?
Look, not to the extent that Ant does anyway. Two of my favourite coaches that I've had throughout my years of training were very old school and very hard ass in that way. So they weren't ones to shy away from telling you how it was, which is, I guess, how it should be nowadays. I think people might be a little bit too sensitive if someone yells at them. But, I was no stranger to it. And like I said last night, I was trying to put myself in their shoes and trying to experience things the way that the DS would have experienced it in real life. So trying to relate it to them as much as possible.
And I'd imagine you're sleep deprived, you're hungry, you're cold. It's, you know, highly stressful situations that you're in. It'd be so easy to miss, you know, a few of those steps along the way because of all those elements.
Yeah, it's funny. They so after they called it the integrity test little challenge or whatever it was, where Kobe ended up missing 15 push-ups, and I don't think he intentionally missed them. I think it was just a matter of, like you said, you're under stress and a bit of fatigue and whatnot. So something like that happens every now and then. But they threatened us with a thrashing that night, and it never came. But we all went to bed with our gear on and just mentally prepared for the worst, and it never came. So. And was like the threat of a thrashing is almost worse than the thrashing itself.
Which is
so
true,
a few little
it?
Mind games here and there, but it was good.
I think it's interesting as well that the whole thing was about ego and letting go of your ego and having that integrity, and then number two, missing that
Kobe.
All he had to do was admit it. And I think that was a really good life lesson for everyone last night, that if you actually say, hey, I messed up, it takes away all of that. But if you're going to push through and, you know, pretend it didn't happen, that's when the issues arise, I reckon.
Yeah, I know. That's a great point. It's like, well, Ant was sitting there in front of us all, and he's like, all right, step forward if you think you made a mistake. And I'm sitting there in my head, and I remember miscounting, and I did 31 reps on a few of the exercises just to be sure. And I'm sitting there, and I was like, did I miscount?
Yeah,
so I guess he probably thought he was in the same boat. And like I said, it's one of those things where you can miscount. I mean, doing half the reps is a big miscount. But look, stuff happens like that every now and then.
When they were introduced to the show, a lot of the cast might have done a lot of personal training in the lead up to actually going on SAS. We've heard about people putting them through some intense physical training. I don't think necessarily, Jett, you would have had that issue because you're pretty well built, let's be honest. Did you have to do anything specific? The cold water training, you've done, you know, open water swimming for many, many years. What did you actually have to change about your physical routine before you went in?
Yeah, look, for me, because it was through my surf season that I found out that I was going to be on the show and when it was and whatnot. So we came up to state titles and I just continued training for Surf Life Saving until then. And then I had about 3 or 4 weeks where I pretty much stopped my cardio and I just went into the gym. I knew that I wanted to bulk up a bit, whether it was just for energy reserves and whatnot leading onto the show, because I knew we were going to lose weight and I ended up losing 8 kilos.
Wow.
In that time, and I didn't really have 8 kilos to lose. But, yeah, for me, it was just a matter of trying to strengthen up my legs. I've got pretty skinny legs in comparison to everyone else there. You're looking at rugby players, AFL players, sprinters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for me, it was a matter of trying to get my legs nice and strong and sort of run off empty. But we do that anyway when we compete at nationals, because our nationals goes for 5 days. So I didn't change a whole lot in terms of my training. But look, if I was to go back and do it again, I would do stuff differently. So.
Oh, interesting. With the mental fitness as well, I'd imagine that would be a huge part of it, because even just watching some of the stuff that you guys have to go through, like that tunnel crawl, a lot of that is emotional and mental fitness. Did you work on that before going in as well?
Not so much, to be completely honest with you. I think having trained and sort of been at the top level of sport for a few years now, I sort of have that mental resilience to push myself through. And when it came to anything with heights or even the drowning scenario, whatever it was, you just have to remember that in those situations, you're in a controlled environment.
So yeah,
the show's not going to let you plummet 20, 25 metres onto concrete or going to let you drown. So you've got to know that you're safe. But I guess it's something you've never done before. I've never been strapped to a car and been lowered into the water and then told to wait until I'm allowed to leave. So it's a matter of, just taking it as it comes and trying to compose yourself. But no, it was good. I mean, I did a lot of things I never would have done otherwise. I mean, I don't plan on getting tear gassed again, so I can tick that one off the bucket list. And lots of cool experiences and opportunities throughout the show.
It's been fascinating so far. Are we going to see Jet tripped up by anything? You've been pretty calm and collected to this point.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you'll have to wait and see, but the DS, they tell us stories and they relate it to, like I said, their real life experiences. And they were saying that they can't really afford someone lagging on the team. And as soon as someone's, I don't know, not doing something to their full capacity, then it puts the whole team in danger. And that's how I kind of looked at it. In my head, I thought, if as soon as I become a liability, I probably don't deserve to be there. Whether they look at it differently, it's a different story, but that's how I approached it. So if I was sort of lagging behind, then it kind of got into my head and whatnot. But like I said, it was just a great sort of thing to be a part of. And I did so many cool challenges and whatnot I never would have done otherwise.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch, and I'm just sitting on my couch with the eyes glued at the moment, so we're looking forward to seeing how the rest of the season plays out for you.
Yeah, SAS Australia continues tonight, 7:30 on 7. You can catch up on 7 Plus as well. Jet Kenny, number 7, you are dismissed. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you, guys. Enjoy your day. Oh.